fuck?
Runas, Rakula, Nerves.
Came without warning, in the middle of the night, and it wants something from me. But what? I can't understand you! What do you want?
Kyle, are you up there?
I strain to look over as I'm being choked by the creature. I see Alex, and he's not alone. Juan, Mrs. Rose, and Miles are all with him.
Holy shit, what is that?
I told you, the signal was headed right here. Everyone stay back. You, whatever you are, freeze.
He aims a handgun at the thing.
Is that a blade? Did it just come from his arm?
Shoot it! The bullets hurt it, but it doesn't go down. It just throws me hard.
Kyle! Juan fires again, but this time the thing avoids most of them, tanking a couple as it advances on us. And in that moment of terror, I reach out with my mind, my body going stiff as I try to enter its mind.
Alex! What the? Not now!
Move!
The creature raises its arm, but I send a signal to its brain and stop it. It freezes for a moment, and in that moment, one aims right for its head.
Shit, I'm out.
Do you have another clip?
Back in the car.
Okay, hold on.
Jesus! I forgot she does that.
The thing, it's not moving. I think Alex has it frozen, like, in his brain somehow, but... I look over to Alex and see his still body shaking, his eyes and face wincing. What I can only assume is pee is running down his right jean leg. Is it from fear? Or something else? He's either terrified by what he's seeing in there, or is struggling to keep it this way.
Well, there is the old-fashioned way.
He walks across the room and picks up Kyle's desk chair, bringing it down across the monster's face. It doesn't move.
Got it.
Mrs. Rose, we're here. What happened?
Kyle's being attacked by something.
Something?
I don't know what it is, but Miles hacked into the Fed's computers and follows some sort of tracker they had straight here. I don't have time to explain more. Meet me inside.
Wait! What about...
his parents?
There! Jack! The cops!
We don't have much time. I can't do much in there. I don't have control of my powers enough yet. But you can help. Go. I'll try and help out here.
You sure?
Yes, go. I watch her go and hope the last few days of group training actually help.
The thing doesn't move, doesn't react as I hit it with the chair again. And again. Damn it.
Try something else.
Like what?
I don't know. Something. Alex's jeans are totally soaked and his knees are buckling. That can't be a good sign.
Rachel, where the hell are you?
I got it.
Oh, thank God. I rush over and reload my pistol, then aim it right at its head. But it's too late.
Alex! He's out cold.
I turn to look for a second, but then I look back. The narrowing eyes of the thing greets me. And it moves, knocking the gun from my hand with its left arm. Then slashing me with its right. Ah! I jump, diving over the blade to avoid it. Just as I stand, another person comes running into the room.
Clear!
Oh fuck! What the fuck is that?
The thing I told you about.
The alien looks at her and snarls.
Water! I need... I look back, seeing the bathroom sink out of the corner of my eye and down the hall. That'll do!
I can't believe my eyes as a rush of water comes from the bathroom, down the hall, around Claire, and into the creature, slamming it into the far wall. Whoa!
Claire! That was incredible!
Thanks. Guess the practice paid off.
Guys? That just got it wet and angry.
I think it sneers before marching right for me.
Oh, help me!
But Miles steps forward, making himself twice his normal size. Enough to stop the alien in its tracks before the giant.
Whoa, since when can you do that?
Since now. Clear! Run!
I do as he says, running out of the room, and the alien now goes for Miles. But the thing stops as Kyle's mirror smashes into its back, then his chair. Kyle leans upon one arm in the corner, awake. It turns for him.
And I take my chance. I dive for the gun, grab it and stand, firing at its head. I hit it, and then the thing turns back for me. I fire again, driving it back with the force and pain towards the window, the final shot sending it falling back through it. Down onto the street below, just as a swarm of cops pull up and surround it. It doesn't move for a long time as we peer down from the upper floor window.
Hold your fire!
It happens in a flash. The thing is up and begins slashing at the cops, who barely have a chance to react, killing them, my friends. No! The thing takes hits, but remains standing, pushing a bloody path through the crowd and then running off into the night, my co-workers giving chase.
What was that thing?
An alien.
We all gather, and I stand, as we look over to Alex, who's sitting up.
Oh man, did I piss myself? Jesus Christ, I hate these fucking powers.
Never mind that, Alex. What the hell do you mean it's an alien? How do you know that?
I saw stuff in its mind. It's an alien. And it's the one behind the explosion. Behind us getting these powers.
What?
Yeah, it's all jumbled and not a lot of it makes sense. But I got enough to understand that. But it worked both ways, I think. It knows about us, and I may have taught it English, I think.
Why is it here? Why was it after me?
You were just the closest. It wants all of us, wants us gone.
What? Why?
Because we're mistakes. It's mistakes.
Freeze!
Hey boys, about time.
Four days earlier, I pull up in my car to the edge of a forest to the far south of Westchester Fields. This is a mistake. What if someone sees us?
Then we stop. But we need to understand how these powers work. The only way to do that is to use them more. To train.
Fine. But I don't see how I'm meant to train mine.
Yeah. You don't have to come if you don't want to. You can pick me up later.
And leave you out here alone? No chance.
I won't be alone. The others are here.
Yeah. Acquaintances and people who were strangers a few days ago. Great.
Jack, either come with me or go home. Either way, I'm staying.
Damn it. Claire! Claire, wait!
Who else is coming?
Well, not Skye. She made that abundantly clear.
Hey, guys.
Hey, nice of you to join us. Think this is everyone, so we can get started.
And do what exactly?
Use your powers. But, hey, if anyone sees a hiker or a dog walker, just shout up and we'll stop. Okay?
And what am I meant to do? I don't exactly love getting amnesia.
You can stay here and help me coach, Jack.
Why? What are your powers?
Let's just say I hope I don't have to use them.
What about me? It feels kind of invasive to just read everyone's minds.
We give you permission, Alex. Right, guys?
Yeah. Sure. It's not like he hasn't done it to me before, so go ahead, Alex.
Yeah. But just, I guess they'll try and concentrate on training. You won't get anything too bad, right?
Don't worry. Your secrets are safe with me.
Thanks.
Okay, spread out. Kyle, you better give us all at least 30 feet. You too, Rachel. Claire, there's a pond just over the hill.
They all spread out as they're told, actually listening to the cop. Are we sure this is a good idea? Not taking the pills? Going against what the FBI guys said?
Well, I think we could agree what they want is for us to keep quiet and not to find out the truth. So to hell with them.
Yeah. Where are we on that? The truth?
Miles and Rachel say that they have a way in using Miles' home setup, but first they need to get some stuff from the tech store today when we head home.
And no one can trace him? I mean, I know he's meant to be a computer whiz and all, but he is just a kid.
Yeah, but Rachel thinks he can do it, so I'm trusting them. And I hope it don't bite me in the ass.
For the next several hours, we train. Mrs. Rose teleports from tree to tree. Miles concentrates and, after several tries, manages to make himself bigger and then smaller again. His mass changing from a big guy to a thin one fast. I wonder if body shape is the limit of what he can do. Meanwhile, Kyle manages to levitate a few rocks, and Claire concentrates enough to form a water funnel on the pond.
Hey.
Hey.
That's impressive.
Thanks. I'm finally learning how to control it.
I see that. Your power is so cool.
I guess. Funny thing is, I've always been scared of the water. Ever since I was little, after I almost... Yeah.
And I've always been insecure about my size, about being overweight. And now I can control that. Maybe that's how these powers work. Maybe we can control the thing we fear most.
Maybe. If that's the case, what's Mrs. Rose scared of?
I don't know. Maybe she's trying to run away from something.
Thing is, I feel like I could be stronger if I just let go. Stop trying to control it. Let myself reach out for this entire pond with my mind. But I'm worried I'd hurt someone. Or me.
Hey, maybe one day we'll need that lack of control. You never know.
I, meanwhile, I reach out with my mind.
I don't know about this. I just want to go home. Why is it up to us? Surely someone else can handle this.
Man, they get superpowers, and I just get to make myself fat and thin. Still, better than dieting, I guess.
I hope Chris believes me. I hope he doesn't follow me like he did the last time I tried to meet up with the kids. He hasn't told anyone. The feds have seen to that, but that doesn't stop him from taking it out on me. Maybe this training will help.
What?
Huh? What? Alex? Alex! Was that you in my mind? I heard you.
Sorry, you said I could.
What did you hear?
She's suddenly next to me. Nothing, I swear.
Hey, what's going on here?
Alex, I need to know what you heard me think about.
Hey, Rachel, we gave him permission, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Sorry, I just... Sorry, Alex.
I couldn't get a lock on you. I heard something about how your training will help us or something. That's all, I swear.
Oh, good. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, Alex, just forget I said anything.
Let's take five.
Everyone breaks up into groups, the adults walking off alone.
You're coming home with me tonight.
No,
You think I haven't seen the new bruises? Or even know what's happening with you? I'm a cop, Rachel.
But if I don't come home, he'll come looking for me. And it'll just be... It'll just be worse next time.
There won't be a next time.
You can't promise that.
Oh, I can.
You're wrong. I don't want him to get into trouble. He'll get over all this.
You're coming home with me tonight, and that's final. You can be my sister.
Oh, okay. If you're sure. But if I want to leave...
I ain't kidnapping you, Rach. You want to leave at any time, you can. But I'm here with a safe place to stay whenever you need me. Okay?
Okay.
Then tomorrow we can go talk to my buddies at the station and...
No, not that. I mean it. Drop it or I'm not coming.
Okay.
After a few more hours of practice, I build up the courage to try my powers on someone again, resting my body against a tree so I don't fall over as I concentrate on Kyle.
God damn it! Oh, God damn, this hurts! Train, he says. Easy for you to say when moving every rock doesn't give you the worst migraine of your life. Okay. Alright, that's enough for now. I need a break from the pain. But I'm getting used to it at least. Like a really bad toothache or something. A really, really, really bad one. Hey, is Alex looking at me? Is he reading my mind now? I can't tell. He's in that zombie state of his. Why do I feel so protective of him? Like I just want to be by his side and make sure nothing happens to him. Maybe it's because he's so helpless when he uses those powers of his. Like a child. Maybe that's it. Maybe I see him like a little brother. Alex! Are you okay?
Yeah. I stand and begin to walk off, hoping to hide the tears from him that I'm fighting with all my will to stop from falling. I just need to walk it off for a bit.
Alex!
Not now, Kyle! Later.
Okay, we'll meet here again tomorrow to keep practicing. Good work, everyone.
Alex, are you free tonight to come to my place? We can practice more together.
I'm busy tonight. Family stuff, sorry.
Oh, okay. Hey, you okay? You seem upset. Was it the Mrs. Rose thing, or...
I'm fine. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Before I get home, I receive several texts from him asking if he's done something wrong. I ignore them. Not tonight.
Mia, you home?
Juan, hey, vente.
I nod for Rachel to follow me into the kitchen.
I'm just cooking dinner, doing my best since you said we were going to have company.
Yeah, Mia, this is Rachel. She's going to be staying here tonight. Maybe a few days.
Oh, tonight will be fine. I really don't want to intrude.
No, you're not. Not at all. Good to have another pretty lady in the house. I heard all about your situation. Just show me where he is and...
Mia, drop it.
Drop it? ¿De qué tú hablas? Drop it. What do you mean?
Just drop it.
You told her?
Well, I said I had suspicions. Christ.
I think I better go.
No, please. I'm sorry. Please stay. I won't bring it up again until you're ready. I promise.
Okay, then.
Later. Over dinner.
And that's when I said, Juan, you are better than this. You have most of your life left. Vívela. And so he became a cop.
I had no idea you served in the army.
Yeah, well, after Veronica and what I saw in that desert, I kind of don't like to dwell on it.
Veronica?
His wife.
Ex-wife. Something else my time in the front lines took from me.
Juan, we both know it was the drink.
And why do you think I drank, Mia? Jesus, yeah, bring this up.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter anyway now. My days as a cop are over too. And Peter, I really thought my days of death and explosions was over. Excuse me a moment.
Sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
No, it's not you. He really likes his job. And honestly, it's all he's got left. He just loves protecting people, saving people.
Yeah.
2 days. And I haven't heard from any of them. Not even the cops. But that's what I wanted, right? I wanted to be left alone. Maybe... I reach down and take out the screwed up piece of paper with Kyle's number on it. No. No, I don't want anything to do with him or any of that weird shit. I want my normal life back. The pain will help. I open my drawer and take out the safety pin. Sometimes it feels like this is the only thing I have control of anymore. And it helps clear my head.
2 days later, after two more such training sessions, and me not returning home, I pay Miles a visit. And as I enter his room, it's like something from a sci-fi movie. Wires everywhere, 4 screens, and 4 computer towers at work. Wow, Miles, this is...
Yeah, thanks. Just don't touch anything.
So what do you have so far?
Well... I looked up the case number Officer Rodriguez acquired. There's nothing. Like it never happened. So, I went into the FBI database. Very hard...
And you're sure they won't track your IP address?
Hey, it's me, remember? The kid who you found in the IT department, accessing all the school files so I didn't have to take phys ed anymore?
That was a 5-year-old LAN network. The FBI is...
I know. And no, they can't track me. I rerouted myself through about 5 different dummy locations. If they discover me in their system, then some poor dude in China is about to have a bad day.
Fine. Go on.
Well, the case doesn't exist there either, which is impossible from what our cop friend told me. Unless the FBI were never on the case.
But those agents...
I don't think they work for the FBI. That's not all. That's when I found a relay just outside of town. I managed to access it. I don't know who it belongs to, but it's tracking something. Something that started at the old military base southeast, and is headed this way.
Wildlife, maybe? A criminal?
I don't know. But whatever it is, it's close to town. Look.
Enterprise Avenue. That's where Kyle lives.
Really? What number?
I don't know. Let me call the school. They'll have it.
Never mind. Got it. 11. Oh, crap.
What?
The thing. It's headed right for his house.
We better call Juan.
And now here we are tonight, being led out of Kyle's house in cuffs.
Jules! What the hell happened here? What is that thing?
I don't know, Cap, but whatever it was, it tried to kill that kid Kyle. All we did was protect him and attacked it. So why are we being the ones arrested right now?
Well, you put me in a difficult situation, Jules. You're suspended, meaning you should have turned in your badge and gun. And this isn't your property. What you all did here tonight was pure vigilantism.
If I hadn't, Kyle would be dead.
Well, maybe. But the feds gave you all strict orders, from what I'm told. And you disobeyed them tonight. Yet no matter what weird shit happened, I at least gotta take you in. Until Kerr and his partner say otherwise.
I exhale. I look over the street, seeing Mr. Reed being loaded into an ambulance. He looks bad. I've seen too many people almost dead to know that.
Dad! Let me go! I need to see him! He's hurt! Dad!
Alright, but before that, can I just do one thing first? You can keep me at gunpoint, but I need to help that kid's father. And let him come too.
That's 2 minutes.
I nod and smile before walking over to the back of the ambulance and to Mr. Reed on the stretcher.
Dad! Dad, can you hear me, please? I'm so sorry. Please don't go.
Sir, step back, please. We need to get this man to a hospital.
Okay, just let me help first. I reach out and touch Mr. Reed, placing a hand on his leg. My hands seem to glow, and then I feel it. The pain, the wounds, the injuries.
My God, he's stabilizing. But what the hell's happening to him?
Jules!
Officer!
Juan!
I feel the blood as it begins to dye my shirt red, and then I fall. And everything goes black.
Officer Rodriguez is being rushed to hospital now in Kyle's dad's place, and we're arrested again. Even Kyle, not even allowed to speak to his parents. Pricks. We're sitting in the back of a police wagon, separated from Rachel in another car.
Oh God!
What? What is it? What?
I know where it's going next. We have to tell them. Hey! Hey!
Tell them what? Alex!
Sky! It's going after Sky next. Think about it. She's the nearest one of us, and alone.
And it knows that? Shit.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Open the door!
Stop!
Listen to us!
Someone's
in danger! Please
Stop!
Open the door!
Hey,
what
Stop!
The hell is the matter with you all? Shut the hell up. Now.
Listen! The other girl who was with us in the explosion, Sky, she's in danger.
Oh, don't worry. We sent a squad car there to pick her up for questioning. She'll be joining you all soon.
That won't be enough!
You have to listen to him. You saw that thing. It'll kill them all.
Look, our guys have got that thing on the run. They'll get it.
Like they have so far?
Jack, you have to use your powers.
Claire, I don't...
Jack, I know. If there were any other way, I wouldn't ask you. Please.
Be ready to catch me up. How long do I need to look ahead?
No more than an hour, right?
Hey, what's going on back there? Keep it down.
Okay.
Jack, what do you see? Tell me.
Sky, she's... Oh God! It gets her. None of the police can stop it. It kills them all. And then Skye's mum. And then her.
Oh God. Jack, are you okay?
Claire? Where are we?
Here we go again.
Did you hear that? We have to get to Skye's house now! We're her only hope!
Whatever, kid.
Hey! Alright, that's it. I reach out with my mind, using my gifts.
I emerge from my room as I hear voices and walk to the top of the stairs so I can hear them.
Oh my lord, but what does that have to do with my Sky?
Well, she's the only one of the field survivors not involved. So we just want to ask her a few questions.
Mom?
Well, here she is now.
Mom is startled as the light on the porch goes out. The bulb's shattering.
Oh, damn, Bob. Last time I buy it at cost.
The East Haven 8, Chapter 3, The Alien Attacks. starring Ryan Tibbetts as Alex Drake, Zach Adamson as Kyle Reed, Sarah Nightingale as Claire Draper, Alphys Deverell as Jack Draper, Nate Lodbrook as Miles Layton, Rebecca Olivia Hodges as Sky Winters, John Dyers as Juan Rodriguez, Jeannie McGinnis as Rachel Rose, Ray O'Hare as Captain Reynolds, Joey Sawless as the alien, Sarah Isabella Flores as Mia, Catherine Black as Anna, Damian Miller as Cop 1, Ashley Alcott as Cop 2. Music by Silver Sage, also with music of Davian Falasian from FalasianStudios.com. Written and edited by Carl Dutton, from the story and characters by Carl Dutton and Nate Lodbrook. Script and story editing by Ian Webster, Zach Adamson, Mitch McFarland, Thomas Lee, Rebecca Olivia Hodges, Omni Rose, and Kim Good. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pond5.com, with sounds used by Inspector J on freesound.org. With special thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com. Alberto Quiroga, Alicia Simeld, Alex Brock, Alex Painter, Andy Deebs, Billy Pierfairs, Brian Houlihan, Cameron Tabor, Chaos Draco, Chris, Clay Murdoch, Dorian Gray, Dillian Keith, Eric Lawson, Aaron Smith, Frank Brunker, Jessica D, Jonathan Valentine, Kian Washington, Kim Good, Matthew Birdsey, Melissa Lauren, our top tier patron Mike Welder, Nathan Godinsky, Nathan Sedano, Oki 19, Paul Murphy, Rebecca Olivia Hodges, Richard Jones, Rizwan Merchant, RLT Sandwich, Rob Book, Robert Rose, Shane O'Brien, Sean Handorf, Steve Goldfeld, Spencer, Stephen Conger, Stephen Mastriano, Susan Foster, The Lone One VA, The Monster Island Film Vault, The Red Cornish Ranger, The Rev, Tony Feeling, Valiant Shadow, William Nugent, and Zach Adamson.